Blog Talk Radio.
I am here to inform you, in case you didn't know, Samuel Lorenz would not tell you, but you would know that today.
My name is Jesse the Jack.
Hammer, 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 hammer,
hammer, hammer, hammer, hammer, hammer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show. This is part two. So we'll wait for, hopefully, somebody will call in. There we go. Don't be afraid, guys. Nobody's not going to bite. We're here to help. Nothing to talk about, but I'll call the number. I'm calling. All right, Stoney. So while we're waiting, feel free to call in, ladies and gentlemen. We want to hear your story about, you know, if you're bipolar, what you've been through in life. You know, everybody has problems. Everybody has problems. We have a caller. Area code 559. You're on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show. How do you go?
Hello?
Hello? How are you?
Who is this?
Is this Jesse?
Why am I watching you live and I'm not seeing you move?
Because you got the player playing?
Oh. Oh, and there's probably a delay.
So how you doing?
What you been doing life, you know.
Are you able to pause the player?
Is he what?
Are you able to pause the player thing?
The live?
So tell us about your dark hole that you was in. Okay, we lost her. She'll call back. So the call has dropped. And she's going to try to call back in. Yeah, like I said, don't be afraid. Feel free to pick up the phone up and share your story with us. That's what we're here about. We want to hear from you. And if you're even listening in on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have on your mind. You know, you may be having a bad day today. We want to hear from you. That's it. We don't want you to be shy, be afraid. So, you know, life is a struggle. We all know that. It could be easy or it could be hard. One way or another,
You're going to make it in life. One way or another, you'll get through that struggle. One way or another, you'll figure a way to come out of that comfort zone, be able to open up to somebody that you really trust. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Check that link out, guys. We all know life is a struggle. I'm here. Stoney's trying to call back in. Come on, Candy. I'm up for you. Well, like I was saying, everybody has a struggle in life. Sometimes you got to find, Renee! Times you have to find, you got to dig down deep inside at times and find that way to get through that struggle, get through that gritty old sand. And that's the truth. Everything okay, Renee? Let me know. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know. But yes, like I said, times you got to get through that gritty old sand to get where you really want to be at in life. Get where you really need to be at in life. And that's the truth. Don't let the gritty sand hold you down. Don't let that gritty sand weigh you down. You may want to go to college to become a teacher. You may want to go to college to become a pharmacist. You may want to go to college to be a professor. You may want to go to college to work in the, become a chef. You may want to go to college to be a news broadcaster or whatever, you know. If that's the case, then what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Apply for that college. Yes, you're going to have the loans. Yes, you're going to have the grants to pay back and all that. But, like I said, what are you waiting for? Just try to get yourself better your life. That's what you need to do. Remember that, maybe? What are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for? Yes, great pieces for movies, and I use them. But whatever you want to do in your life, you can do. You can do this yourself. You can do this with us here to help you, and you can do it yourself too, as we're guiding you. You know, I understand the world is tough right now. I mean, until you get better yourself, until you can find a better job, if you do have a job, I wouldn't quit that job until you can find a job, a better job. All right, Renee, that's cool. Let me know. But that's true. You know, until you get better yourself or better your job, better yourself, better your life, don't quit your job. Don't give up your job. I know I hear a lot of people, and I was just not in the family at all. All right, Boomer. Thanks for stopping by, man. I know I hear a lot of people say, I don't like my job. I need to find another job, or I'm going to quit my job. So I need to find another. Why would you want to quit the job? You don't have another job to lay back on. You don't have a plan B. You need to have a plan B. That's what you need. And if you don't have a plan B, then why would you want to quit it? You gotta have a plan B, guys. You know, and that's the truth. The plan B is very important to have. And it is. So, excuse me. Don't give up what you got right now until you find something that is going to help you get through what you need to get through. So we got 15 minutes to the show ends. And I got to get ready for the day. I have a award ceremony to go to for Jessica. So never give up. If you yet want a job, knowing you're not getting many hours, or knowing you may not be getting good pay, hold on to that. Dig down deep. Do some soul searching. Do some major soul searching and see what you really, really, really want in life. See what you want to do in life instead of, you know, I know in 30 years, I'm sure you don't want to be at Burger King or McDonald's or wherever, you know. Nobody don't want to be in restaurants for 30 years, you know. But just do your soul searching. Hey, what's going on? Good to have you here. Do your soul searching, guys. So don't give up the job now. But do your soul searching. So you can find your right area you want to be at, your right spot, you know. You're welcome. Don't let that, like I said, don't let that sand, that grit of that sand, hold you down. Find what you really want in life and go for it. Find what you really need in life and go for it. That's how it works. If you want to bake and grow food, do it. You can do that from your own home. You can bake and bake and grow food from your own home. Go for it. Seriously. For sure, you can do it. No sense letting something bypass you that you really want in life. And that's how I see it. Don't let certain things bypass you. You may want to do that. You may want to do that or that. You may have found your passion. But don't let it go. Don't let it go. If you found your passion or you're still for your passion, don't let it go. Because if you can find your passion, what you really want to do, do it. My passion was to become a professional wrestler. I've been on TV once. I've been on pay-per-view one time. Never been to WWE or TNA or ROH at all. But I still find my passion. And then when I retired, when I done my match in 2012, I got in the movie business. That was also my passion. So, question is to each and one of you all that's listening on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show, is watching from YouTube.com on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV. What is your dreams? What do you want out of life? What do you want to do? What do you really want to do with your life? You know, we always have those dreams, what, you know, in school, they would ask you, so what do you want to be when you grow up? Sometimes you say fireman, policeman, army, doctor, or deliver mail. It goes back to that question, ladies and gentlemen. It goes back to that question. What do you really want to be in life? You're already grown up, most adults in here right now. What do you want to be in life? Where do you want to be in life? That's where you got to do the soul searching. Are you really happy in life with what you got? You may be, and you may not be. See, that I can't answer for you. You're the only one who can answer that. That's fine, Candy. So, but, I mean, that's what you gotta look at. What do you want in life? What do you want to, where do you want to be at in life? And that's what you do, your soul searching. That's what you find out. That's what you find out. For real. And like I said, don't let it bypass you. Because if you let it bypass you, it may be gone. I don't want to see it gone. Find your dream. Find your dream. Find what you want. And go for it. Go for it.
You know the time I called in last night was trying to rewatch it. Are you not able to rewatch it? You talking about from the show last night, Kay? Let me know. From last night's show on our radio show, you called in on part two, right, Kay? Let me know. Yeah, I believe you called in on part two. Here you go, Kay. You go back and listen to it. You go back and listen to it, Kay. Click on that link and you go back to the radio show and listen to it. So, 5 minutes to this show ends, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to come on and to inspire you to really find your passion, what you really want in life. I mean, if it's your passion, hello, Kelly, if it's your passion to work in restaurants, then it's your passion. That's what you really want to do, then stick with it. But if that's not what you really want to do and you want to find, if you want to find your true passion, you got to do some serious soul searching and figure out what you really want before you let your job go so you can go for it and try to go with your dreams. And that's how it works. That's how life works. Seriously. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. So, just remember, you got to find that passion. You got to find that whatever you want to do in life. And that's how it works. Nick, how's Nick today? You just can't let. I just sent it to you there. It just played for me, so it's on there. So go back and check it out. So. I hope I've helped. I'm doing good. I hope I've helped. You're welcome, Kay. You're very welcome. I hope I've helped you all out today. Just to try to inspire you, for you to do some soul searching. For you to find your passion of what you really want to do in life. You know, because I want you to find your dreams. Everybody has a dream. You ever heard the movie where you build a baseball field and and then back in the days, the old baseball players come out and play on the field. Man, the field, I think it was Dreams of Field or something like that. Build it, it should come. But don't be dreaming no more. Soul searching, it should happen. Find your passion. Find what you really want to do in life. Don't wait till it's too late. At all. Don't wait till it's too late. I hope I've touched somebody. I hope I've inspired somebody. And this is what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to step on toes, trying to hurt people's feelings. I'm just trying to help. You know,
I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to help to inspire people, for people to be able to find their passion, their way, what they really want in life. You know, you got the older veterans that paved the path for these jobs out here that are retired now. And they're really enjoying their retirement because they found what they wanted in life. They found their passion before you was born, before I was born. Now they paved that path. Find your passion. Find your passion. Like I said, soul searching helps a lot. And it does. I had another vision this morning that someone was going to wreck, and it's happened about 5 minutes later. Oh, no. That's crazy. That's insane. So, ask yourself, really, seriously, ask yourself, look at yourself in the mirror and say, what do I really want in life? What is my dreams? What is my passion? What do I really want to do in life? Am I really happy with what job I have today? Do I really get better in my life? I don't know your all's lifestyles. You're the only one that knows your own lifestyles. Jenny, hey. Welcome, Jenny. You're the only one who knows your all's lifestyles. You're the only ones know if you're unhappy with your job. You're unhappy if you're unhappy on staying home and you really want to get out there in the world. Some of y'all have a gift, can't go out in the community because it's overwhelming for you. And to some of y'all, really never stepped in the community, back in the community, unless you go out with your husband and children. I'm good, Jenny. It's good to see you here. Really is. Glad you're here. So, like I said, you know your own life. You know what you're going through. If it's good times or hard times or rough times. But you got to better that. You got to make it better for yourself. You got to make it a whole lot better. Look at your finances. Are you really struggling? Are you having financial issues? Are you having a tough life? Is that gritty sand really holding you down? Is that gritty sand really weighing you down? And if it is, you got to dig your way out of that gritty sand. You got to dig your way completely out of that gritty sand and make your life a whole lot better than what it is today or what it was yesterday or what it was the day before. Do not let the gritty sand at all weigh you down if that's the issue. Make your life a whole lot better than what it is today. Some women love to be home. Some women love to be the housewife. They can clean their house, cook for, you know, for the family. Excuse me. Cook for the family. Have the food on the table when the kids, the husband is home. I have a snack for the kids when they come through the door. And some housewife says, I'm always stuck home. I never get out, never do nothing. I'm always stuck home. You get to go to work. The kids get to go to school. Or they get to go to their friends. And I'm always stuck home. If that's how it is in your life, you feel that you're always stuck home, then you need to make that change. My wife tells me, I'm always stuck home. I never get to go out. I always say, honey, let's get in the van, let's go. And she does. And we go. No, I agree with you, Candy. I agree with you. No, I understand. I'm just, like I said, I'm just trying to help other people. And I understand your passion. You want to be a housewife. You don't mind staying home. But also, you want to bake, you want to grow your food. You can do that at the house. It's your housewife. And like I said, I don't know your all's lifestyles. I don't know if you're happy with what you're doing in your life. I don't. All I can do is sit here and try and inspire you, try to help you, and hopefully it'll change your life and better you if you're going through anything, for sure. So that's all I can do, is just try to help and inspire you. But ladies and gentlemen, I have went over my time. Just come to a conclusion, the end of the show. I hope I didn't step on no toes today. That was not my intentions. My intentions was to help people and inspire them and to lift them up to better their life. We love each and every one of you all. And we're here to help each and every one of you all, to change your life, to listen to you, to help you. So if you've been on the stream or not, please go back and watch the replay. Please leave an awesome comment and an awesome like. Please hit the subscribe button so you can join the family. If you have subscribed, we want to tell you right now, you're not a subscriber, you're not a viewer, you're not a watcher, you're not a subscription. You're family. So welcome to the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV's family. Welcome to our family. If you've been here for a while, we want to say thank you for being here. We love each and every one of you all. We're glad that you're here with us. We're glad you're in our life and you're in our family and you're part of our family. And we're here for each and every one of you all, to listen to you all, to help you all, to lift you up and inspire you all. Any way, any shape or form, If it's here on YouTube.com on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV, or if it's on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show, we're here to listen. Please check out the description on the radio show or here on YouTube, please. Check out our social medias and follow us on our social medias. Check out our patron accounts. Please check out our PayPal link, our PayPal accounts. If you do donate, it's appreciated and acceptable. You'll go back into the channel and for any tours coming up or any future tours. Check out our merchandise in the description, too. It's on the radio show description, the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show, and on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV on YouTube.com. Get you some merchandise, ladies and gentlemen. As I always say, wait till you see what we got coming your way next. Love y'all. Take care. Why is it freezing?
Great.